February 24 through March 1st. 2 Nephi chapters 26 through 30. A marvelous work and a wonder. The Lord said, I command all that they shall write the words which I speak unto them. See 2 Nephi chapter 29 verse 11. Through the Spirit the Lord will speak to you as you study His word. Record what you receive. I prophesy unto you concerning the last days, Nephi wrote. See 2 Nephi 26, 14. In other words, he was writing about our day, and there's reason to be concerned about what he saw. People denying the power and miracles of God, rampant envy and strife, the devil binding people with strong cords. But in addition to these latter-day works of darkness led by the adversary, Nephi also spoke of a marvelous work and a wonder led by the Lord himself. See 2 Nephi chapter 27, verse 26. And at the center of that work would be a book that speaks from the dust, that exposes Satan's lies, and that gathers the righteous like a standard. That book is the Book of Mormon. The marvelous work is the work of the Lord's church in the latter days, and the wonder is that he invites all of us, in spite of our weakness, to participate. Ideas for Scripture Study. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 20 through 33. Jesus Christ invites all to come unto Him. The prophet Joseph taught that Heavenly Father is more boundless in His mercies and blessings than we are ready to believe or receive. See the Joseph Smith Papers, History, 1838 through 1856, Volume D1, page 4. Read what Nephi foresaw in 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 20 through 22, and what he taught about the Savior in verses 23 through 33, and compare this to Joseph Smith's statement. What do you learn about the Lord's boundless mercy? What can you do as a member of Jesus Christ's church to be more Christ-like in the way you treat God's children? See also 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 30 through 32. 2 Nephi chapters 26 and 27. What is the book mentioned in these chapters? Nephi's prophecy in 2 Nephi chapters 26 and 27, which draws heavily from an earlier prophecy of Isaiah, see Isaiah 29, foretells the coming forth of the Book of Mormon. This prophecy describes the following. The words of Lehi's seed, his descendants, speaking from lo out of the dust, with a familiar spirit, and being sealed up in a book. See 2 Nephi chapter 26 verses 14 through 17. See also Isaiah chapter 29 verse 4. A portion of the book being given to a learned man who says, I cannot read it. See 2 Nephi 27 verses 15 through 20. See also Joseph Smith History, chapter 1 verses 64 and 65. And Isaiah chapter 29 verse 11. In addition to Isaiah, other biblical prophets allude to the Book of Mormon, although they don't mention it by name. For example, Ezekiel 37:15 through 20 speaks of a stick of Joseph, which could refer to the record of the Nephites, who were descendants of Joseph. This record would become one with the stick of Judah, meaning the Bible. Other examples can be found in Book of Mormon, Guide to the Scriptures, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. 2 Nephi 28. Satan seeks to deceive. Many of Satan's lies and tactics are exposed in Nephi's descriptions of the last days in 2 Nephi chapter 28. See if you can find them. For example, see verses 6, 8, 21 through 23, and verse 29. Why do you need to know about Satan's lies? What will you do when the adversary tries to deceive you? 2 Nephi chapter 28 verses 27 through 31 and chapter 29. God continues to give revelation to guide His children. As Latter-day Saints, we are blessed with an abundance of the Word of God, so Nephi's warnings can apply to us. We must never feel that we have enough. As you read the warnings in 2 Nephi chapter 28 and 29, ponder questions like these. How does the Lord want me to feel about and respond to His Word? Why are people sometimes angry about receiving more truth from God? See 2 Nephi chapter 28 verse 28. Do I ever feel this way? If so, how can I become more receptive to truth? What does it mean to receive God's Word? How can I show Him that I want to receive more of His Word? See also Alma chapter 12, verses 10 through 11, and 3 Nephi chapter 26, verses 6 through 10. 2 Nephi chapters 29 and 30. God prepared the Book of Mormon for our day. Nephi knew by revelation, even before the Book of Mormon had been completely written, that it would one day, quote, be of great worth unto the children of men, end quote. See 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 2. Why is the Book of Mormon of great worth to you? Think about this question as you read 2 Nephi chapters 29 and 30. What are some of the marvelous works that God is accomplishing in the world and in your life through the Book of Mormon? Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 12 and 13. Nephi taught that Jesus Christ manifests Himself through the Holy Ghost. What experiences could family members share with each other when their testimonies of the Savior were strengthened by the Holy Ghost? 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 22, and chapter 28, verses 19 through 22. Maybe your family would enjoy an object lesson illustrating what 2 Nephi 26, 22 teaches about the devil. As you read about Satan's tactics in 2 Nephi 28, verses 19 through 22, you could wrap some thread around someone's wrists to represent a flaxen cord. How is a flaxen cord like Satan's temptations? How might it become a strong cord? How can we detect Satan's lies? 2 Nephi chapter 27, verses 20 through 21. What might the Lord mean when He says, I am able to do mine own work? How does this truth influence the way we serve in His church? 2 Nephi chapter 28, verses 30 through 31. Can your family think of something that, like revelation from God, is best received a little at a time? Why does God reveal truth to us line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, instead of all at once? 2 Nephi chapter 29, verses 7 through 9. What does the Lord intend to prove or show with the Book of Mormon? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Improving Personal Study. Share insights. Discussing with others what you learn can strengthen your own understanding. After reading 2 Nephi chapter 29, verses 6 through 14, you may feel inspired to explain to a friend why we need the Book of Mormon.